finding them on the papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on the talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, coming to you live. It is live. It is Friday. It is the 16th of March, 2007, from the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got Ted Pike coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Bring him up after the first break. If you've got any small children, send them out of the room right now. This is not fun, but this demonstrates what a great president, what a great Christian man that we have running this country into the ground. Wayne Madsen did this story. Drunken Bush hurls vile insult at wife. Our president, well, let me just start at the beginning here. Our White House press corps source reports further disturbing news about President Bush. Our sources have witnessed a clearly inebriated Bush approaching members of the press corps and making rude comments, including one particularly crude remark about the First Lady. In that case, Bush, nodding towards Laura, called her the C-word. That's right, in front of the press corps. While Bush's drinking is no secret to the White House press contingent, that particular comment was reportedly the worst they have heard uttered by Bush. I don't know, it might be a toss-up between the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper. Our sources also report that Laura Bush's stays at the White House are less frequent and that her overnight trips to the Mayflower Hotel often coincide with Prezi Boy getting a little too drunk. He goes on his drunk binges. Now, some of the female readers were shocked to see the C word in the above-mentioned news item. This editor wants to make it clear that the word was used by George W. Bush to denigrate his wife. It was his words, not ours. It is important that the public knows what kind of a person Mr. Bush is by the offensive words that he uses. The editor also wants to make clear that the president chose a public press gaggle to use this word, not in a private moment between him and his wife. If Mrs. Bush feels her privacy has been violated, she must understand that it is her responsibility to herself, her children, and to the nation to end this garbage. That's your president. Yep. Yeah, you can take your W stickers off your bumpers and your trunk lids now, folks. You know, the honeymoon is over. Haven't you seen 10 years of this guy's tyranny? What in the hell is wrong with you? Ah. The good news is we don't have to put up with this clown too much longer. The bad news is what the clown has done to this country is not going to be reversed by anybody. The go-along, get-along boys up there, the Congress critters in Washington, D.C., they're all compromised. They have compromised us. They're not changing anything. They will not reverse anything that this drunken madman from the Oval Office has done to this country. Back on the other side with Reverend Ted Pike and an update on the hate crime laws. Cover that here in just a second. Stay tuned.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We warned you folks about the hate crimes legislation. It is back. And so is our guest to give us an update on this, Reverend Ted Pike. Good afternoon, Ted. How you doing?
Well, pretty good. Thanks for having me, John.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I feel it's necessary to alert to patriots right now concerning no less than three hate crimes bill or thought crimes bills that are now in the House of Representatives. Sometimes this stuff comes at us so fast that people get confused, and that results in they're doing nothing. But really, we are being very effective. We're holding this stuff back, it seems, for the moment. But the ADL, which is behind all this legislation, is determined to overwhelm us at this time. Now, we do have very good news, and that is that Section 220 of the lobby reform bill, which I warned about on your program even several months ago, that was a product of Levin and Lieberman, these Jewish activists, senators who wanted to impose crushing restrictions and reporting requirements on local small-time Christian conservative lobbying organizations in America. That legislation was defeated as a result of a massive response to my appeals, and Dobson and AFA, American Family Association, others got on board. We were able to get that stripped off of the lobby reform bill. And also, just last week, Pelosi in the House made it very clear that she will not reattach another version of Section 220 to the lobby reform bill. Now, on the perhaps the hopeful side, the big federal hate bill, H.R. 254, that's the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act, seems to be not going too much of anywhere in the House Judiciary. And again, we have avalanched the members of the House Judiciary with calls and flyers coming from truthtellers.org, our website. And not only that, but again, the new right has been alerted and they've gotten involved. American Family Association estimates that approximately 2 million calls came in. And I think I had a little part in that. I noticed about a month ago that AFA was doing nothing, and most of the Christian conservative organizations were doing nothing to alert about the hate bill. I have a friend who is a good friend of Donald Wildman and his son, president of AFA. I said, you've got to get in touch with them and alert them about the hate bill. And they knew nothing about it, but they were so grateful. They worked all week and produced a powerful alert, which brought in, they estimate, several million calls of protest to Congress. So there may be an outside chance that the forces behind the hate bill are kind of losing their nerve to a certain extent. But on the other hand, there are other hate bills coming in to the House of Representatives. I'd like to just briefly give you an overview of those in the next 10 or 15 minutes.
That's fine. By the way, just for a little background here on this H.R. 254, the hate crime, Sheila Jackson Lee reintroduced the so-called hate crimes legislation. Folks, according to AFP, they did a story on this subject and on UTED. They write that this is thought control legislation, a piece of police state style social engineering disguised in the mask of fighting hate. And it constitutes just not a toe in the door, but a veritable jackboot for the other countries where the ADL and its allied groups have forced the enactment of hate crime laws, legislation outlawing even criticism of minorities has traditionally followed. Now, the new hate crimes measures is entitled the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act, or it's being popularly called by its proponents David's Law. The law is named in memory of a young man who was brutally murdered, sodomized with a lead pipe by his attacker, who apparently committed the crime against Ray because Ray was homosexual. You know, Reverend, a crime is a crime.
Yeah.
Whether you do it with a lead pipe or you do it with epitaphs, it doesn't matter. A crime is still a crime. What they're trying to do with this, and AFP is essentially correct here, with their toe in the door, there comes the whole camel. And they have used this repeatedly. I mean, just in Canada, folks, I mean, this is absolutely insane. They used this against Ernst Zundel, locked him in jail because he had the audacity. I mean, just the audacity to say, you know, I doubt the numbers in the Holocaust during World War II under Hitler's regime. That qualifies him for a prison sentence, because he doesn't want to necessarily believe the amount of people that were killed in the ovens of Dachau or wherever in Germany. A man's opinion cannot be spoken, and if it is, you go to jail. This is what this hate crime stuff does.
Absolutely.
Ted, it's an abomination.
It is, and one of the reasons I'm encouraging people is that we have to get over this idea that we can't hold this back. You know, this is fated. The Bible prophesies a one-world government and so on. No, no. If we turn to God as a nation and we do our civic duty right now, send in your calls and your letters and your emails and so on, and you continue to blitz the House Judiciary Committee, but especially all members of the House of Representatives. Actually, there's no hate crimes legislation now introduced into the Senate. We defeated Section 220 last month, but the House of Representatives is now a battlefield, and ADL and its legislative sewage is starting to pour in as it has never done before, and we have to make a dike of resistance now, or this is going to absolutely engulf America. Now, Henry Waxman is another Jewish activist from California, and he has introduced the most astonishing legislation. He is chairman of a major committee, the Committee on Government Reform. I forget exactly, I don't have it in front of me here, but he has persuaded his committee to approve this by a vote of 20-0. And what the Executive Branch Reform Act of Waxman's says, that's H.R. 984, Executive Branch Reform Act, is that every citizen of the United States should now be considered a citizen lobbyist. And therefore, all members of the federal executive branch of government, that's more than 9,000 federal employees, if they get any call from Heartland America of any kind of concern about our country or the government or national policy, anything like that, they are now required by law to keep a record of that, the date, the content. They are to the person who called into them. That is all to be registered into a federal data bank. And at the end of every quarter, I should also mention that it's not just calls coming in from Heartland America. It's call. It is discussions they have maybe at work, discussions at a bar after work. Even if their wife at night in bed says, "I think the government would be better off if it did so and so," that conversation has to be recorded by law now under Waxman's bill. And every quarter, every 3 months, every member of the executive branch of government, that's more than 9,000 employees, have to give a detailed mountain of information about any calls from citizen lobbyists in America, which means you and I, attempting to influence federal policy. Now, if this is not done on time, if this is not done perfectly accurately, then there's certainly there is termination of employment for that federal employee, plus a $50,000 fine. Now, Henry Waxman is saying, well, this is going to give openness in government because we're going to take all this information about these calls from concerned Americans, we're going to post them on the Internet for all the world to see, and this is what's called sunshine in government or openness in government now. What it actually does is it lays such a burden on these federal employees to report these hundreds and maybe even thousands of calls in a three-month period, that they're going to say, I don't want to even answer my phone. I don't want to have anything to do with the public because of these onerous reporting restrictions that are laid upon me. And then conversely, the people of America are going to say, well, I'm not going to call the executive branch of government again because it'll only increase the possibility that I'm being monitored and recorded against my will, and my private thoughts are being spread out over the Internet for everyone, including potential adversaries, to see. So this causes a tremendous separation and alienation and distancing between the governed and those who govern, and is certainly in violation of our First Amendment rights and the right of petition.
Well, Reverend, I remember about 4 or 5 years ago, Henry Waxman made a big deal, just out of the blue. He's not known for being a gun control nut. He does his damage in other areas. But just out of the blue one day, he decided he's going to hold a little press conference, and the media picked it up, that, he was worried that people have the right to own 50 cal rifles in this country. And he even went as far as to make the suggestion that if you look at Washington, D.C., the way it's laid out, somebody could stand at one end of Pennsylvania Avenue and shoot one of us. Now, I'm not suggesting that anybody do that to Mr. Waxman. Mr. Waxman, if we don't catch up with him on this planet, the devil will catch up with him in hell. But here's the point. These creatures, Reverend, that are doing these things, these just outlandish, Orwellian type of things, that just, they feel threatened. Why? Because they're threatening us. They're threatening our freedom. They're threatening our sovereignty. They're threatening our very lives. I don't know how you feel about this, Ted, but, you know, you and I could have been born into some third world back country. The good Lord might have decided that we'd be born 1,000 years ago or wherever. We were lucky enough to be born into this country. We have a limited, or have, we still have, they haven't done away with it yet. They're just not practicing it. We've got a constitutionally limited republic with its constitution just delegating, or I should not say delegating, but reminding our Congress critters, our politicians, that our rights come from God. They don't come from government. They can't cancel them. They can't grant you more rights because we have all of those anyhow. But the fact that Henry Waxman, this dear sweet man, would just pop up out of the blue 4 or 5 years ago, knowing all the damage he's doing to this country, saying that, you know, they may want to shoot us. You're right, Henry. One of these days we're going to have trials, tar and feathering, and being rid out of town on a rail, is going to be a lesser offense. Strung up by the neck until dead and for treason against the people? Now that's another matter. We'll be right back with the Reverend right after this.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
All right, we're back. We have just a few more minutes with our guest, Ted Pike, for an update on this hate crimes legislation. Please continue, Ted.
Yes, just one note before I go on to the third hate crimes bill that's coming down the pike. This Executive Branch Reform Act is almost ready for a vote in the House of Representatives. It's passed, as I said, Waxman's committee 20-0. And is ready to be put on the docket. So people should come to truthtellers.org. We have a powerful brochure there, an attractive brochure, which you should send immediately to your member of the House. Plus, we have 8 to 10 of his legislative aides there, the House member from your district. Send a brochure to those legislative aides now. Let's get some ferment and some controversy going there in those offices of the House of Representatives. Now, the final bill that's in here is called the Department of Peace and Nonviolence Act. This is another huge ADL bill. It's an enormous bill. It's in 5 different committees now. It's a massive establishment of a federal thought crimes educational program for the American people. This is ADL propaganda going all the way down to the kindergarten level, throughout society, throughout local governing boards, the city councils, city governments, state governments, everything. It is demanding a budget an annual budget of $9 billion a year for the ADL to thoroughly propagandize the American public. Also, this bill requires the government of the United States to consult with the leaders of the Department of Peace and Nonviolence. If they ever if there's ever the question of making war or intervening international conflicts and so on, these bureaucrats and educators and intellectuals are required to be there in the cabinet meetings with the president and before Congress. And what is disturbing and very frightening about this is because a prominent part of this legislation is against hate crimes, especially hate crimes against homosexuals, lesbians, transvestites, and so on. This is all ADL propaganda, ADL jargon and terminology in this bill. So basically we have three bills here, which are speech crimes laws, hate crimes laws, but we can frontally go out now and absolutely saturate Congress. I don't quite have a flyer up on truthtellers.org. I'll have that article on Sunday against the Department of Peace and Nonviolence Act, but I'll have an article up there Sunday night. Everybody come and let's again do exactly what has been so effective in past years in killing these hate bills, is come to Truth Tellers, send out these powerful propaganda missiles right into Congress, where the ADL has such a privileged place in the past, but we're shattering that. We're filling it with powerful a message of truth and documentation and impeccable reasoning.
I can't wait for the day, Ted. I don't know exactly how to get rid of the Anti-Defamation League. They enjoy 501c3 tax-exempt status. They have been working overtime, undermining everything, every principle of this country. I don't know if they can be gotten rid of by lawsuit. I don't know what it's going to take to get rid of this group, but I don't think anybody has ever really done a frontal assault on them like they have on America. I think it is about time. Rather than trying to beat the fires out that they keep starting, all they simply do is start more fires, and many times we don't have enough people to stamp them all out. We've got to go to the nasty little kid, the little redheaded stepchild, that's striking the matches and starting these fires in the first place.
That's right. I just have some good news that WorldNet Daily, which I understand has a circulation of about 8 million and, of course, is a mainline Christian conservative and even pro-Israel internet news newspaper, they are now featuring my extended quotations from me. They've had three major articles against the hate bill in which I have been extensively quoted. In fact, just this morning on WorldNet Daily is a big article in which my thoughts dominate. It's called Sinister Speech Plan to Track America. You can go to WorldNet Daily and read that article. Now, this is unprecedented because in the first two articles, they allowed me to identify ADL as the mastermind behind all of this.
Well, evidently, I mean, Joe Farah, he's Jewish. Evidently, he's turned into a self-hating Jew.
I don't know what's happening.
Maybe somebody's breathing down their necks, and it's not the ADL. Maybe it's the people that gave Joe Farah his start.
Sure, yeah. But this is a good sign, and I'm also getting on some big mainline Christian radio programs and so on. So there's signs that, in fact, I'll give one little tidbit out here. Well, one of my aces that I have is I have a former writer of a very large Christian conservative organization who has come to Truth Tellers and has been very much excited by our stand against the hate laws. Anyway, he knows all these new right leaders, and he has been contacting and phoning and conferencing with all of them over the last, since the hate bill came into Congress in January. And in fact, Gordon Klingenschmitt, who is the Navy chaplain, you know, who was court-martialed for praying in the name of Jesus on the steps of the Capitol or the White House. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gordon Klingenschmitt, he called me just this week, and he said that he was in a teleconference of 30 of the largest Christian conservative leaders in America just last week, I understand, and he said all he could talk about was the danger of a hate bill.
And okay, Ted, hang on a second. We're running a little bit long here. Just hang on a second. I'll carry you through the break. We're talking today with Reverend Ted Pike. The website, ladies and gentlemen, please go to it. Get involved in this. truthtellers.org. It is important. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, I'm going to take one call here for the Reverend. And again, ladies and gentlemen, just remember that we need to keep the pressure up on this. If you heard the Reverend say that over 2 million emails, phone calls, faxes went over to our vaunted Congress critters in Washington, D.C., that's not a joke, but that pressure has to be kept up until they get the idea to never even think about, let alone trying to introduce this, sneaking in, and coming up with multiple bills. Like I said, we need to get rid of the redheaded stepchild with the matches rather than trying to stamp out these fires. Ted, I know that your deal here is working on this hate crime legislation. You've done a fantastic job. Once we put this in abeyance, I think you and I need to have a conversation along with some other people about how to do a frontal assault on the creatures that are doing this from the Anti-Defamation League.
Yes. You know, people tell me, well, Ted, you ought to just kind of make your message more neutral and you'll reach a much larger audience. But actually what I believe is there's got to be one place in this dark world where the whole truth is available. And then there'll be people like Joseph Farah and others who will modify this and adjust it to the limitations of their audience. But in all my programs, as you know very well, I don't spare the ADL. I tell who are the architects behind this Orwellian legislation.
Yeah, because, the evidence is there time after time after time, Ted. It's not these Congress creatures that are coming up with the legislation. And word for word, it's not their words, it's the ADL's.
Well, I am not being criticized at all by the evangelicals, not a bit. There is no criticism of me because they all know what I'm doing now. And my friend has been working behind the scenes. And by the way, he tells all of them to make a beeline to truthtellers.org for the full story on hate crimes and what it's done, where it came from, and so on. In fact, I won't give you the name of the organization, but one of the very largest The staffs of one of the very largest New Right organizations, I was told by my friend, were very closely studying truthtellers.org. In fact, their leader sent a message to me of great thanks for all my hard work. And so behind the scenes here, as I mentioned, there was a teleconference. And I should mention that Janet Folger, the New Right columnist and talk show host, she organized this teleconference with 30 New Right leaders, and Senator Sam Brownback was there as well. All of them had nothing on their mind, according to Gordon Klingenschmitt, than discussing the hate bill threat in Congress. So these are very good signs, but what the ADL is trying to do is just overwhelm us. But I don't think they're going to win, because I think there's that many, many people realize now that this is an unusual watershed moment. This is a critical 5 minutes to midnight, I should say, moment when we have got to stand up and take extraordinary measures. And we're doing our very best at Truth Tellers to provide three brochures for these three types of legislation. This is all happening now in the House of Representatives. Don't worry about the Senate for right now. But you make sure tomorrow or today that you come to Truth Tellers, print out these brochures, and get those mailed off to your one member. That's only one member of the House from your district, plus his 8 to 10 legislative aides, which are listed at Truth Tellers.
And you can also call them, and I think this is a good toll-free number. If not, I'll put out the regular ground line number for our Congress creatures in Washington, D.C., 877-851-6437.
Yes, that's working.
And if you have the time, ladies and gentlemen, and please make the time, I can think of no better thing to be doing right now. I have a tendency, Reverend, to prioritize. There's a lot of irons in the fire, but I have a tendency to prioritize, because if the hate crime legislation goes through, guess what we're not going to be able to talk about on this alternative network? We won't be able to talk about the Zionists. We won't be able to talk about homosexuality and its evil intent behind that. We won't be able to talk about a lot of things. So, folks, this is important. 877-851-6437. If by chance it's unplugged, 202-224-3121. That number again, 202-224-3121. And keep in mind, when you call, have a list of your representatives, and you can call them all, okay? And when you call the switchboard and you get connected to the office, before you get off the line, tell the person that you're talking to, whatever staff member for that representative, tell them to put you back to the switchboard. It'll save you a lot of dialing. And then you can go on to the next one. You can go through quite a few, deliver your message, short, sweet, and simple. Do not get down to the level that these clowns operate on. Be very succinct. Be very clear. Be polite, but be firm. Get in and get out and get on to the next one.
Yes, and you can also use your redial button on your phone. And sometimes in the House, we're not getting the cooperation we have in the Senate as far as putting you back to the Capitol operator. So that redial button, you just had to put in one number and use it again and again.
All right, let me take one call here. Jay in New Jersey. Hello, Jay.
Hello.
Hi.
Something I wanted to mention to the pastor. I work for a municipality. His site is blocked on just about and it has been for months.
Yeah.
You might want to mix up those websites a little bit, so there's alternate ways in. Or just tell him to knock it off.
It's amazing. Those who, I'll tell you what, those that hate the truth, these are the true haters of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm.
That does say something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jay, I appreciate that. I didn't know that his website was being blocked.
Well, yeah, the libraries also are blocking my website.
Huh. Quiet little conspiracy. Jay, anything else?
That's about it.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. I did not know that. Well, like I said, Ted, truth is really hate to these people. That's what they want to stop.
Yeah. Well, there are signs that we are deeply impacting them. I mentioned in a recent alert how that I got a letter from a Representative Boozman of Arkansas to a constituent, and this congressman was revealing that he had been on the fence, was confused, had basically swallowed the ADL propaganda that the HR 254 was nothing more than an honest attempt by the government to put down violent hate crimes in the states. But then as the letter developed, he made it very clear by using my phraseology and my argumentation that my flyers had gotten into his office very clearly. And he was saying, but now he says many people are very concerned that basically a law enacted to put down violent hate crimes, violent physical crimes in the states, might be enlarged through legal precedent to also put down verbal violence or free speech against federally protected groups. And so he emphatically made it clear that he was changing his position to vote no against the hate bill. And it was kind of intriguing. He said many people are now concerned that this might take away free speech as it has in Canada and England and European countries. Now, here's an example of how we are impacting Congress. You know, when Jeff Rentz had put up my original call to send the hate crimes flyers to Congress, I got about 8,000 people printed those out in the first couple of days, and those went everywhere, but I believe many of them went into the back rooms of the legislators and have been working there as a leaven, as a least, fomenting probably a considerable dissatisfaction with the ADL hate crimes agenda.
Well, Ted, I'll know that you hit a home run when John Hagee gets up during one of his televised whatever he does television programs, supposedly spreading the message of Jesus, but he is he's just an entrenched Zionist in my mind. I'll know that you hit that home run when John Hagee says, "Hey, folks," during his broadcast, you need to go to truthtellers.org. Ted Pike, thank you.
Thank you so much, John.
I appreciate it, and we'll keep you, ladies and gentlemen, we'll keep you abreast of what's going on with this hate crime legislation. Ted, he's got our number. When he sees movement on this, he calls me, and when that happens, he goes on air to let you know what's going on. Continued success, my friend, and people, get behind this man. He is doing very, very, very important work. Thank you, Reverend.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Hate crime legislation. Could you imagine hate crime legislation being passed? And we get a list from the government of the things we can't talk about under penalty, you know, jail time, fines, whatever else. I mean, seriously, this kind of stuff has happened many, many, many times before under this hate crime legislation. And you got to understand that. I mean, it is just bad stuff. For everything that they say we need hate crime legislation for, folks, there are ignorant people out there that throw epithets around, that insult people. That happens all the time. But you remember the old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? Well, now they're trying to tell you that words can hurt. And the homosexual lobby has pushed this a lot by saying, well, my gosh, anytime you talk about homosexuality in a derogatory manner, well, that endangers us. That puts us in a bad light. Well, yeah, you should be. Oh, so you don't want to take the heat because you're a flaming faggot. Is that it? Too bad. Change your lifestyle. Or do what many Americans had done. Homosexuality is not a new phenomenon. It didn't crop up here in America. It's been around ever since mankind has been around. The difference is it's being promoted as normal and natural and a healthy little alternative, really. And that they get really insulted when you say things like homosexuality is a bad thing. Tough beans. Stand there and say that you know, being a heterosexual is a bad thing. I'll just look at you, smile, and walk on. What? Are we going to get down to a point where you can't call me a heterosexual because that might make me stand out with other groups and they might be mad at me because I'm a straight guy? Get a life. Go back in the closet and shut up. That's my commentary. Next hour, I'm going to do something a little bit different in the next hour. I've been thinking about this the last couple of days. We always enjoy the input from the listeners out there. And I want to kind of do our own sample polling here as to what people out there feel is top priority. Now, many people will argue that it's 9/11. Many people will argue it's the IRS. Many people will argue that it's the banking system, the funny money system that has crept into this economy and it's got a stranglehold on it. Just ask the Congress critters in Washington, D.C. They have the open-ended checkbook. Don't worry, we'll just pass the debt off to future generations. Problem is, you can't retire a debt with debt money. Just doesn't work. And these little sons of guns have managed to get us into debt well over $70 trillion. You see that that little rubber check keeps bouncing around, but don't worry. The bankers are there for that credit line. As long as you have full faith and credit of the United States government and their little taskmasters, everything will run just fine. Whoops, except for the fact they've almost run out of time. The dollar is worth about 3 cents. It's lost 97% of its value since 1913, folks, not even 100 years. Jeez, what they put? The thought just struck me. Would they plan on losing a penny a year in value? By the time we get to 2013, it'll be worth zero. At any rate, folks, enough. Enough is enough. Look, switching gears here, and sometimes this is not fair to people. Well, sometimes it is. I don't know how this man exactly feels about my subject matter and what I've talked about, but it may or may not be his personal views. We'd like to welcome a new sponsor on board to Republic Broadcasting Network. It is Daniel Fenoff, and the company is Stoves and More Online. And I'll tell you why we took this sponsor on. The reason is energy prices are soaring out of control. Okay, you've been noticing? For no good reason at all, folks, gas is selling well over $3 in California. The other day they said that, well, the refineries are operating at 87% capacity. Well, what happened to the other 13%? Oh, what happened to the refining companies that you have let go or torn down since the 50s? You know, they knew markets and trends. They knew exactly what the demand was going to be for cracked products, petroleum products, gasoline, diesel, natural gas, home heating fuels, whatever. That doesn't stop them. Remember, they wanted to jack up their prices. They were using excuses. Oh, it was Katrina. Oh, it might be the Middle East. There's no interruptions of oil anywhere being pumped out of the ground on this planet. What they did was reduce their capacity to refine products, bring them to market, so they can play this game with us every single winter. Yeah, folks, you see it every year, and you've gotten used to it, haven't you? Well, fuel cost, home heating fuel, has gone up because of the demand. Oh, it's been a harsh winter in the Northeast. What are you talking about? Winter always happens up north. People are always using their furnaces up north. What has changed is the way they're controlling the markets and squeezing every penny out of you. Well, that is a problem. We're going to be talking to a gentleman here for 12 years. They've lived off of a homestead for 2.5 years, of which was spent living non-electric, okay, totally off the grid. I have with me this afternoon Daniel Fenoff. Good afternoon, Daniel.
Good afternoon, John.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back after being sick. We were keeping you in prayer, and it was good to hear you back when you got there Wednesday.
Well, I appreciate that. It was the little virus that just happened to go around the country. They said it was the flu, but I'd never seen a flu outbreak in all 50 states the way that it came about. But that's another subject matter. I appreciate that. I'm still not back up to 100% snuff here. I use my cough button a lot, but we're hanging in there.
Right.
Look, I appreciate you coming on the air today, and I wanted to make people aware of your company because we have a tendency here on this network, ladies and gentlemen, to bring you not only the products, the best products in the marketplace out there, but the best products at the best price for things you can use, okay? Really, really use. Daniel, you started this company, Stoves and More Online, and why did you do it?
Well, because I think there's such a need for these wood cook stoves as well as the other products that we sell, but the wood cook stoves is the main product. Like you mentioned, we lived for 2.5 years amongst the plain people, and it surely was a blessing of the Lord to have done that, and now we would like to share that knowledge of what the plain people have taught us, the practicality of the way they live. They've lived that way for hundreds of years, and they still do, and they are not involved with the system. They're very independent, and so we liked that, and that's one of the reasons why we moved to the community where the area that we live now, and they taught us many things of how to live plainly and simply and without the intervention of the system.
All right. We'll take this break. We'll come back with my guest here and a new advertiser on the network. Very glad to have him, ladies and gentlemen. Stoves and More Online. If you're getting a little nervous about being plugged into that matrix, that grid, are you being extorted by high fuel prices, home heating expenses, hot water heating? How about laundry and more? That's right. They even have washing machines that are miserly on power and water consumption. We'll talk more about that right after this.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
How about a wood cook stove, ladies and gentlemen, that is efficient enough? It's got a sealed firebox in it that you can heat a 2,000-square-foot home without breaking a sweat, so to speak. But what if that same stove could not only cook your food, but what if that same stove could be plumbed in to your hot water system to heat your hot water in your home, to not only heat, cook, but heat your water? That's triple duty out of the same firewood. Now, I call that real efficiency. These stoves, tell us a little bit about these stoves, if you would, Daniel.
Well, we sell four different manufacturers. There's four different manufacturers of Amish people that make these stoves. And, yes, like you said, you can cook your food, you can bake your food, you can preserve, which in terms of drying as well as canning. You can also heat your whole house water system year-round with these stoves. Because these stoves don't have to be in your house. They can be in a 8x12 room on the outside of your house, like a summer kitchen situation, to where you can use this year-round. And to where during the wintertime, you can open the doors from that room into your home and let it heat your house from that area, as well as during the summertime, close those doors off and open the windows in that room where you can just heat your water and cook your food outside.
Well, I don't know how some people are doing it. I mean, some homes, new homes, are being built. And folks, it's a matter of convenience. When you turn on your stove, and it's a gas stove, and you turn it on, you even have automatic little electric deals. You know, they did away with the little pilots there. And, well, it's a matter of convenience just to twist that little thing, and boom, now your oven is working or your burners are on in your stove. But what if the cost of that gets so prohibitive that it's not such a convenience anymore? You've got something sitting there that is just a hole in your wallet. Well, these stoves, and these stoves are margin stoves, flame view, suppertime stoves. I mean, these things are actually attractive.
Yeah.
These are modeled off of an old style stove, but they're so efficient. How much wood? I know there's a lot of variables here, but to say if somebody wants to use one of these homes to heat their homes, or one of these stoves to heat their homes, how much wood are you talking about here?
Well, I can give you an example. We live here in Middle Tennessee, and for the whole year of heating, which is we use the stove because we have ours inside, but from when the season starts, we usually have a fire starting in October all the way through April, we will use about 3 cords of wood.
That's it?
And yes, that's it. And we can buy it locally here because we don't have enough wood on our property to cut it down, but we can buy it locally. They're railroad tie cutoffs, and it costs us only $150 a year to heat our home and our water.
That is that won't take too long to pay back for the price of the product here.
No, it surely won't.
Well, you do other things. You have other products, and you guys are growing. You're a growing business.
Yeah.
And they have a guarantee here, folks. People like guarantees. Well, they stand by the guarantee. They'll not only match the price of another retailer, but they'll beat their price. They'll give you a better price than anybody's price out there, any retailer that's selling any of these products. And they sell the stoves. They sell refrigerators, boilers, washers. I want to talk a little bit more about the other products you sell. We'll do that. Everybody hang on. We'll take this break. Come back on the other side for the second hour of the National Intel Report. And into the second hour, ladies and gentlemen, I want to do what I said that I wanted to do. I want your input on this thing. What do you think the priorities are that we should be going after in this country? A lot of people out there listen to the programming. Some people take action on some things, some others don't. Well, we want to get your feedback on it. Then we'll open up the lines into the next hour. But I want to continue here a little bit more with Daniel Fenoff. The website, ladies and gentlemen, Stoves and More Online. And you can also email them at, let me get it up here real quick, info@stovesandmoreonline.com. We'll be right back with Daniel Fenoff right after this break. Stay tuned.